NPR's business news starts with lawsuits for Anheuser-Busch. Okay, cue the watery beer jokes. Several lawsuits filed in the last week claim that beer giant Anheuser-Busch InBev dilutes its beers to save money. NPR's Dan Bobkoff has more.
I found a Bud Light Lime sitting in NPR's fridge. It says on the bottle that it contains 4.2% alcohol by volume. But a series of class action lawsuits claims Anheuser-Busch is lying. Josh Boxer, a lawyer in California, is counsel for the plaintiffs.
We're alleging that Anheuser-Busch systematically waters down its products.
By how much? Boxer claims that if a Budweiser's label says it contains 5% alcohol, it's actually more like 4.7%. The complaint names 10 beers, including Bud Ice and Michelob Ultra. It alleges that watering down is a uniform corporate policy. In an emailed statement, the company called the cases groundless and completely false. The class actions were brought in multiple states on behalf of beer-drinking consumers who Boxer says don't like to be ripped off.
How would you feel if you paid, premium prices for premium gas and were told that, in fact, they were giving you the low-grade gas?
For allegedly deceiving consumers out of a little bit of booze, the suit calls for the company to pay damages and change its practices. Boxer says it's unnamed former Anheuser-Busch employees who came forward to make the allegations. But there's one thing Boxer and his legal team never did, actually test the beer. So we did.
Okay, so the beers have to be decarbonated, and then
we paid White Labs in San Diego to test three Anheuser-Busch beers, Budweiser, Bud Light Lime, and Michelob Ultra. Kara Taylor is the analytical laboratory specialist. How confident is she in the results?
I'm 100% confident in our results.
And how did the beers do?
So after it was analyzed, we saw that the alcohol percentages inside the cans were the same as what was stated on the can.
One, the Michelob Ultra, was spot on perfect, a difficult feat, she says. So I called back Josh Boxer, the lawyer. He dismissed our test results, confident that when he gets his hands on Anheuser-Busch's internal testing, he'll still have a strong case. Todd Ahlstrom, the founder of Beer Advocate, says of course consumers want to know roughly how much alcohol is in a beer, but he says this case is silly.
I don't think it truly matters with most people out there.
Nevertheless, the lawyer says expect more suits soon against the maker of Bud. Dan Bobkoff, NPR News.